The Social Worker's Daughter by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 14. Another Birthday Girl. The next morning at breakfast, Hedwig dropped off a note for Harry when the owls delivered morning post.
"This must be from Professor Burbage,"
he thought to himself. Sure enough, it was a reply from the Professor of Muggle Studies herself.
"Hello, Harry. Thank you for reaching out to me. It sounds like you have a very special lady friend, or friends, perhaps. Do you have a free period Monday afternoon, or perhaps Tuesday? Feel free to drop by the Muggle Studies classroom, then. It's on the first floor. I think I can help you out. Sincerely, Charity Burbage, Professor of Muggle Studies."
A big smile crept on Harry's face after reading the note. Hermione couldn't help but notice his big, goofy grin. "I take it there's some good news in that note," she murmured. "Professor Burbage, right?"
"Yeah," replied Harry. "She said that she should be able to help me out with my request."
"I hope so, Harry," Hermione said. "You seem really intent on learning those songs. I'm flattered, personally, and I imagine Lila would be too."
"I wonder if she was able to do some muggle smuggling," Harry said with a smirk.
"If anyone around here knows where a record player is, she'd know," Hermione giggled.
"Muggle smuggling? That's actually very clever, Harry. I would imagine that she's managed to confiscate a few muggle objects for purely academic purposes."
Harry's grin broadened.
"You know what day it is, right?"
Though Hermione knew full well what day it was, she played coy. "Saturday?" she answered with a shrug. "Yes," Harry said. "It's also a very pretty girl's birthday today. I may need help remembering exactly which pretty girl, though.
A girl named Heidi, perhaps?"
Hermione could only roll her eyes.
"Actually, it's coming back to me."
Harry drew his wand and waved it deftly while chanting, "Orchideus." A beautiful bouquet of purple posies appeared out of thin air.
"Happy birthday, Hermione," Harry said with a 100-watt smile as he handed her the floral arrangement. "Happy birthday to my kind, talented, and beautiful friend."
"For me?" Hermione said. Harry shrugged. "Who else would they be for?" Hermione wrapped her arms around Harry tightly.
"Thank you," she said softly,
with a tear rolling down her cheek.
"You know how to treat a girl right, Harry."
A minute later, Lila and Susan came to join Harry in celebrating Hermione's birthday. The three friends sang happy birthday to Hermione, and then Susan gave Hermione the homemade birthday card she made. Lila then gave Hermione the makeshift amulet she created with the chain and cat's eye marble.
"Thank you, guys," Hermione said. "I know it's early, but it's been a terrific birthday so far. You really didn't have to do this for me."
"It was no trouble at all," said Lila.
"You bent over backwards for my birthday, and I wanted to do the same for you."
She then drew her wand and cast a charm on Hermione's hair. Her frizzled chestnut hair magically turned silky smooth, then wrapped itself into a tiny French braid.
"I hope you like it," Lila added with a sweet smile. "It really looks good on you."
Harry and Susan nodded their approval.
"I'm sure I will," responded Hermione. "You looked very pretty with the halo braid, by the way."
Lila blushed.
"Well, thank you. You did a good job. I liked it. I guess I'll have to go to the loo soon and see how it looks in the mirror," Hermione said. "I normally don't have my hair braided like this, but you seem to have gone to a lot of trouble to learn that charm, so I'll keep it this way for the day. By the way, where did you get that shirt, Lila? I don't think I've ever seen that style before."
"Oh, this," Lila asked, tugging on the bottom of her three-quarter-sleeved softball shirt.
"My mom got that from me this summer before I left for Hogwarts. What's funny is that they're Gryffindor colors, red and gold. I can ask my mom to maybe send one for you whenever I hear back from her. Would you be interested?"
Hermione giggled.
"It's a cute shirt, Lila. I'd love one, actually, but you don't have to go to the trouble for me. I can easily write my parents. You should really have your parents send you one in black and gold for Hufflepuff."
"I didn't know at the time," Lila giggled. "But I don't care. It's comfortable and it fits me perfectly."
"So what do you have planned for the day?" Susan asked Hermione.
Hermione shrugged.
"Probably study, and if I have some time, maybe indulge in a good mystery novel."
She giggled softly.
"Studying is good, and I totally get you wanting to get lost in a good novel, but you really do need to make some time for friends, too. At least a little time. We want to celebrate you," Lila replied. "I know a fun Muggle card game we can play today if you'd like. It's called Egyptian Rat Screw. I learned it when I was still at Muggle School a couple of years ago. And I have some charmed playing cards in my room that shuffle and deal on their own."
"That sounds rather fun," Hermione said softly. "How do you play?"
Lila giggled.
"It's much easier to show you than to tell you.
How about I bring the cards deck at lunch and I'll teach you guys? It's a lot of fun, I promise.
Hermione smiled warmly. That works for me. I'll be up at the Gryffindor Common Room going over potions and transfiguration for a while, but I'm pretty sure that I can squeeze in a bit of free time today.
What are you planning to do today, Harry?
Lila asked.
I'm not really sure yet, Harry answered.
Probably get blasted in Wizard's Chest by Ron for the 100th time.
I have yet to beat him, but I have come close a couple of times.
That doesn't sound very fun to me, Susan said. What's the fun of playing a game if you can't ever win?
Ron's very good, Harry said simply. He's not just my playing partner, he's my teacher. I didn't even play plain chess until I came to Hogwarts, and he taught me everything I know. He's been very kind and patient with me. He compliments me when I play well and gives me tips and tricks to improve my play. He says that in time, I'll be able to challenge him. It's not an art that can be mastered overnight. He's played this for several years already.
I see, said Lila.
I've played chess before, but not wizard's chess. I'm only okay at it. Perhaps you and I can play sometime.
I'd like that, Harry answered.
I don't have my own wizard's chess set, but maybe Ron can bring his down for dinner tonight and we can play. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Are the rules the same? Lila asked.
Harry smiled. They are the same, but you need to use coordinates to tell which piece where to go. They respond to your commands as opposed to you having to move them yourself. They're enchanted pieces and can think for themselves a bit. They can give you advice, but you may want to be careful because not all of it is helpful.
Lila nodded. That's interesting, Harry. I guess I'll have to find out for myself sometime.
She then turned to Susan.
I guess we can go to our common room and play Egyptian rat screw until lunch. I don't think we're going to be able to change Hermione's mind before then.
Susan grinned. That sounds good to me.
Several hours later, the friends met back up in the Great Hall for lunch. Lila and Susan met up with Harry, Hermione, and Ron at the Gryffindor table.
Checkmate, Harry, Ron chuckled. You played well. Keep at it, and you'll get the better of me one of these days. You're taking my advice well, I promise.
Well done, Ron, Harry replied.
Like I keep saying, I learn from the best.
Ron's cheeks turned bright pink.
He then turned to Hermione.
I'm sorry I don't really have anything for your birthday, Hermione. I just wanted to let you know that I've been thinking about you, and I hope you have a terrific day. You've been a good friend to me, and your hair looks pretty too. You did a good job.
He got up to give Hermione a hug.
Hermione smiled. That's all I really need, Ron. Sometimes the best gifts are having friends like you and knowing that you really care. Thank you, she giggled.
And I'm glad you like my hair. Didn't Lila do a fantastic job?
I don't normally style my hair like this, but I'm willing to make an exception today.
Lila grinned.
I have my cards deck with me, so I'm hoping we might have time for a round or two of Egyptian rat screw. It's an easy game to learn, and I'm going to warn you, it's addicting. Susan can tell you firsthand she didn't want to stop for lunch.
Well, a couple of games isn't going to hurt anything, Harry said.
Okay, Lila, show me what you got.
Lila produced a 52-card poker deck.
I got this in Diagon Alley when I was shopping for supplies a few months back. It both shuffles automatically and deals automatically. The more players, the more fun it is. Would you care to join us, Ron? I promise you'll love it.
Ron nodded.
Cut me in, Lila.
Lila giggled.
Very good. So after this deck finishes shuffling, it'll pass out the deck evenly to all players, so roughly 10 apiece. Leave the cards face down for the time being.
A few moments later, all five children had a pile of approximately 10 cards.
I'll go last since I'm teaching the game, so the person to the left of me will go first, and the play goes clockwise.
So, Ron, you play the top card on your pile face up in the middle of the table.
Ron flipped the top card over and placed it in the middle of the table, roughly equidistant from all five players.
Six of diamonds, he said.
Very good, Ron, Lila said. Remember, we're playing a French-suited standard poker deck with 52 cards. So the face cards are jacks, queens, kings, and aces. Those are valuable, because if you play a jack, the player to your left has only one chance to play a face card. If they don't play a face card, then that pile is yours. You want to win all the cards, and if that happens, the game is over.
She turns to Susan.
Your turn, she said with a smile.
Susan laid down a nine of hearts.
Good job, Susan, Lila murmured. Now you want to be mindful of doubles. If Harry plays another nine, then that constitutes a double, and if that happens, anyone, whether or not they have the cards, can slap them to take the pile. Now it's your go, Harry.
Harry laid down an ace.
The first face card, very good, Lila explained. So, Hermione, you have four chances to play a face card of your own, or Harry gets the pile.
Okay, Hermione said. Here goes nothing.
She first played a four of clubs, then an ace of diamonds, then a ten of clubs, then the queen of spades.
Very good, Hermione, Lila said. So now it's my turn, and I have two chances to play a face card.
Lila played the Queen of Diamonds, and a split second later, Hermione's hand immediately slapped the pile.
You sure you haven't played this before?
Lila giggled.
I'm sure,
Hermione said with a giggle of her own.
You sure seem to know what you're doing,
Lila replied.
Okay, so now you put the cards you won under your current pile, and you play the top card.
Hermione played another card, two of spades. Then Lila went again, king of hearts.
Okay, Ron, I played a king, so you have three cracks at playing a face card. Otherwise, I win this pile.
Ron played a five of clubs, then a seven of spades, then a nine of diamonds.
Okay, since you didn't play a face card, I win that pile, Lila said. She looked at her friends. Are you guys getting the hang of this so far?
Hermione smiled broadly and nodded, and she clearly didn't need much time to understand the game. Susan had already played with Lila, so she gave her a confident grin. Harry and Ron shrugged and gave her rather nervous expressions, which she took as meaning they weren't quite comfortable with the game just yet.
You'll get it soon, I promise, Lila told the boys encouragingly.
A few minutes later, Neville came to the table to watch the group.
I've been hearing a bunch of hands slapping the table. What in the name of Merlin's beard are you all playing? He asked.
Egyptian rat screw, replied Hermione. Want to play?
Sure, replied Neville.
The game's already started, Neville, said Lila.
I can't deal out any more cards, but the good news is that you can slap in at any time. If you see two cards of the same type played in succession, you can slap the pile of cards, and that pile of cards is yours. You want to win all of the cards from everybody else. Here, I'll give you some room.
I see, said Neville as he took the spot to Lila's left.
Thank you for inviting me, Lila.
He gave her a coy smile.
You're welcome, Neville, replied Lila.
Again, pay attention to those doubles. Hermione is very quick, so you'll need to really be on your toes.
Hermione giggled. Neville watched intently, looking for any chance to slap in. It didn't take all that long for the next double to happen. Ron laid down a three of diamonds, and then Harry played a three of spades. Neville slapped the sizable pile of about a dozen cards and grinned like a Cheshire cat.
Well done, Neville, Lila said with a radiant smile. You're in.
Congratulations, Neville, Hermione said. That was a good play. You beat us all fair and square on that one.
Thank you. So now what do I do? Neville asked.
Susan smiled.
Put that pile face down and then flip the top card face up.
Neville did exactly that, 10 of spades.
Since that wasn't a face card, the play keeps going clockwise until someone plays a face card or someone spots a double,
Lila said.
Gotcha, replied Neville. This doesn't sound too complicated, I just need a few rounds to feel comfortable.
You're right, Hermione said. It's actually pretty easy, and Lila wasn't kidding when she said that this game's addicting.
Several minutes later, the sounds of cards hitting the table and hands slapping drew Draco Malfoy to the Gryffindor table.
What are you losers playing? He said with a bit of a sneer.
Egyptian rat screw, answered Neville. Would you like to play?
Draco's eyes shifted upward in thought.
I have a better idea, he said with a smirk. Bring those cards over here to dinner, darling Clementine. I'll play a little game, but with a twist. Are any of you melts up for a little bet?
Lila didn't back down in the slightest.
What do you have in mind, Malfoy?
Draco's eyebrows wiggled with anticipation.
I see the bravest one at the table's not even a Gryffindor.
I have a good one. If I win tonight, Longbottom has to run to the girls' lavatory in nothing but his undershirt and whitey tighties.
Neville felt a lump in his throat.
I'm not sure about that, Draco.
Draco laughed.
And we all know you're a chicken, Long in the Bottom.
He gave Neville a cockeyed grin.
If you do this, you might actually be a Gryffindor after all.
Ron's face turned red.
Leave Neville out of this, Malfoy. You know he'd never be up for it. If you want me or Harry to play along, we'll do it without a second thought.
Draco shook his head.
Forget it, weasel face. I know you and Potter would jump off a cliff if you were asked. This time it's Longbottom, so no dice.
You don't have to agree to this, Neville, Hermione said. There has to be another way.
Forget it, Branger, Draco retorted. My way or no way.
It's okay, Neville said. If it'll shut him up, I'll do it.
Draco's smirk grew into a wicked grin.
Fantastic, Long in the Bottom. Now you name your terms in the unlikely event that you win.
I have a good one for you, Malfoy. If I beat you, I want you to say something nice about Harry and mean it.
Hermione and Susan beamed at Lila. They knew she wasn't messing around.
You're on, darling Clementine,
Draco said with a satisfied smile. He held his hand out to seal the deal. Lila shook it while looking Draco in the eye.
Have you actually played, Draco?
Lila asked Draco, with the skeptical expression on her face. I hope you know what you're getting yourself into.
I'm a quick study, Draco said with a hint of false bravado. It shouldn't be that hard to beat you.
Do you want to play a couple of rounds with us? Lila asked sincerely. I mean, heaven forbid you should lose because you don't know what you're doing.
I guess some practice wouldn't hurt, Draco said quietly.
We're in the middle of a game right now. Why don't you watch, and when you feel comfortable, you can slap in when you see doubles. Then we can deal you in the next game, Lila said.
That works, I guess, replied Draco.
About 45 minutes later, they had gotten through a couple of rounds. Hermione won the first round, and Neville surprisingly won the second. Lila looked at Draco.
When we play tonight, it's just you and me, right?
Draco nodded. The peanut gallery can watch, but yes, just you and me, darling. Lila nodded.
Very well, Malfoy. 6 o'clock sharp tonight. We'll play at the Hufflepuff table.
Draco shook his head. You and your weenie friends will get too comfortable. We're playing on Slytherin turf tonight. I hope you're feeling adventurous.
Lila smirked. That almost sounded like an invitation, Draco. Very kind of you to have us over, really. I'd be delighted to play you and meet your Slytherin friends.
Draco smirked in return.
I can't wait to see a half-naked Longbottom run to the girls' loo. That'll be priceless.
Lila raised an eyebrow.
Not as priceless as the look on your face when you have to tell Harry something nice, to his face, Draco. It's not going to be easy knowing you.
Draco gave Lila a nasty grin.
I fully plan on beating you fair and square, Lila.
Good luck, you're going to need it.
Lila shook her head, but smiled at Draco.
Not as much as you, Draco. I'll be looking for you at 6 this evening, at the Slytherin table.
Draco nodded.
Be there or be square.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.